business matters, and all are welcome to the table. We are your hosts, Ceci
and Nisha. Benevolence is a ministry where we uplift and encourage through topics of conversation that are important in our Christian walk.
We are going to get real. We will focus on topics that we are curious about and what many are afraid to talk about.
You are listening to Episode 1, How to Approach the New Year Differently, Lessons Learned, and Expectancy for 2023.
What's up, Nish?
Yo, what up, Sass?
I am so excited.
I'm so excited too, man.
We're in Season 9.
Season 9. Can you believe
season
it?
Season 9.
I am ecstatic.
I can't believe it. It's we're going into, we're 4.5 years in. It's going to be 5 years of Benevolence in July.
Wow.
9 seasons of Benevolence since 2018. Hmm. So.
And I feel so honored that I get to do this with my best friend.
Yes.
Like, that's just the best thing ever.
Yes. And we're so excited because we're back together. We're together again.
It's been forever.
It's been forever. And if you're listening, you know, Nisha moved to Georgia. She's still in Georgia, but I had to go up to Georgia and we had to work because it's better to do things together than to do it separately. So I'm so excited.
I'm so excited too. It's good to be here, man.
It really is. So season 9 is going to be so much fun.
Yes.
I actually enjoy everything that we're going to be talking about.
I know. Everything this season is just amazing. I think we got some good topics that we're going to talk about, and we're just so excited to get into it.
Yeah. So basically, this episode 1 talks about just recapping 2022, kind of reflecting and, like, just vision casting for 2023. God has already done so many amazing things in our lives. And 2022, I can tell, like, we'll get more into specifics, but like 2022 was such an amazing year.
That was just
a little glimpse of what God has in store for 2023.
Yeah, for sure. The start of 2022 was a little rocky, I think, like, the end of 2022 was just, like, amazing, at least for me.
Yeah.
Like, ugh.
So let's just dive into it. Yes. What was the best thing that you did in 2022?
For me, the best thing that I did in 2022, I actually got to go on a family vacation.
Nice.
I actually went to Puerto Rico for the first time ever.
I cannot believe
I'm Puerto Rican and I've never been to Puerto Rico.
And you've never been to Puerto Rico.
I know. So I got to see, like, where my family came from. And I actually got to go to Turks and Caicos and Santo Domingo. So that was, like, the best thing that happened in 2022.
By the way, did you need to get a passport?
No, I didn't.
Because I'm going on a cruise in June, but I don't have my passport
yet. You told me about that. You actually just need your birth certificate.
Okay. And then once you're in the system, you're in the system.
Exactly.
Okay. So that makes sense.
What about you, Ceci? You had a jam-packed 2022.
Yo, let me tell you, 2022 was amazing. It was so good, you know, despite, you know, whatever, what 2021 brought, because 2021 was a year of its own. But 2022, I traveled a lot.
Yes.
I had a lot of vacations with my family. My brother-in-law got married, the baby of the family. Yes. My other brother-in-law turned 30, so it was a lot of milestones. I turned 35.
Yes.
I cannot believe that I am a mid
35 and thriving.
But let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. I don't feel that way. Like, I still feel...
25. I feel 25.
I feel like a kid. I feel like I have so much maturing to do. I feel like I haven't tapped maturity yet.
Yes.
Because I still
And
feel
you're
like
a mom.
And I'm a mom. But I feel like I'm so immature. Like, I feel like... I don't know. I just feel like I got so much learning to do.
There's always some growth to happen every
year. But, like,
year.
Nisha, I don't think you understand. Like, I feel like a kid.
No, I agree. I think I told you this the other day. I still feel 25.
Yo.
Like, 25.
I don't know. But, yeah, I turned 35, and I'm okay with it. Like, I mean, I've heard 40s is, like, the best.
You're 5 years into 40. I'm 32. Know.
Okay, so you're right behind
me. Literally right behind
you. So I'm not alone.
No, you're
so
not.
So you're right there. But anyways, I went to Puerto Rico twice, and that was amazing. I went with my parents, and then I went with my biological father and my sister and my family, and that was just a whole amazing experience that in another episode, we'll get to talk about it.
Yes, I can't
wait to hear. Because we have a lot. We're going to be talking about family and all of that. Mm-hmm. So I went to Puerto Rico. I went to a Backstreet Boys concert. I know, yes. I had not seen Backstreet Boys ever, and that was my first time.
Yeah.
So I literally...
I think you told me you cried.
Yeah, I did cry. I cried. I literally, yeah. like, it was a dream come true. It was a childhood dream come mm-hmm. true, because they're, like, my all-time boy bands.
Yeah, I agree.
I did go to a Bad Bunny concert.
She did.
I did. And don't be judging me, because I'm going to come at you.
She didn't knock you out.
Let me tell you something. Despite what you may think about Bad Bunny, he gave us the best summer ever with his music. Mm-hmm. Yes, you hear his music, and it's mad ratchet.
Yeah.
Mad ratchet. Mad, like, eh. Like, yeah. it's like, you know, but, like, me and my husband, we're married. We're a married couple.
Yeah.
And a lot of the sayings that are there, oh, well, we're married. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're single and you are, you know what I mean? Like, doing things on the side that you shouldn't be doing and you need to repent. But, like, honestly, like, me and yeah. my husband had an amazing
yeah,
summer.
Yeah, and you got to go with him. And that's, like, the most fun ever.
Yeah, and I think I saw my husband, because I've always liked reggaeton. Mm-hmm. Like, that has always been, that's part of my blood. Like,
yeah.
I come from the Raki Miguel. Like, I'm from back there.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, from, like, Daddy Yankee when it first, like, came out and all that. But just to see, like, Anthony kind of, like, come into his yeah. own when it came to reggaeton. And, yeah. like, he's singing Spanish.
I know, singing Spanish was, like, that's, probably the most amazing thing
that was
to
like
see.
The amazing thing to see. And yeah. he like truly enjoyed the music. And I think for the first time, like we actually enjoyed something.
And he
together.
Knew all the words. He because knew all you the are words. Constantly listening to Bad Bunny.
All the time. We actually yeah. We were listening to Bad Bunny up here.
Yeah.
But it was obviously like to get past the time.
I know.
Driving to Georgia.
I know. Atlanta
guys,
traffic is
driving
crazy.
To Georgia. You know, I would say If you can get a flight to Georgia, yeah. get a flight. We even considered it. We were like, man, are there any flights?
Honestly, the drive to Florida is easy.
Yes.
But the driving up to Georgia is like
it just seems
crazy.
Endless.
Yeah.
It just seems like you're never going to get out of Florida. Yeah. Because it was getting out of Florida that was the issue.
Yeah.
We were like still in Ocala. But then we were like, we were in Gainesville. And I'm like, wait,
I know.
We haven't
yeah.
left the state yet? Yeah, it was a pretty...
Yeah.
It was a wild ride.
So keep that in mind if you drive
yeah,
from
please,
Florida to Georgia.
Just get a flight. Get like a $35 flight or something like that.
Yeah.
But moving on, for the best thing that we did in 2022, what was your favorite movie of the year?
My favorite movie of the year has to be Avatar: The Way of Water. That was the best movie I've seen ever. I personally think it was better than number one, the
yeah.
first one. I just think like the visuals, that's what it was.
Is it called CGI?
I don't know, but it was, the visuals were at another level.
It was.
Like, I loved the acting, I loved the storyline.
Yes.
It was just by far my favorite movie ever.
I agree. I Avatar was the best movie of 2022.
No, for sure.
It's, I'm a water girl.
Yeah.
I'm an island girl. I'm a beach girl. So when they went into the water aspect yeah. of the world of Pandora, I was just like, I was in it. I was like, oh my God, this is so beautiful.
It was beautiful.
It was a beautiful storyline.
I cried.
I cried a couple
I
times,
bawled
too.
At the end.
Yeah.
I'm still upset about it.
Yeah, but no spoilers.
No, for sure.
No
you'll find out if you haven't seen the movie.
You gotta see it for yourself. But another movie that I enjoyed was Black Panther.
No, I agree. Black Panther was
Yo,
great.
Black
And I cried
Panther.
In that movie, too.
Yeah. Yo, I cried in the beginning.
Yo.
I cried in the middle.
Yo, me
and
too.
And I cried at the end.
Bob.
It was more
when
because...
she was at the...
No spoilers.
But
I will say this. That, like, they honored Chadwick
sure.
Boseman the way
mm-hmm.
that he needed to be honored.
Yeah.
And every time they would honor him, I was just, like, in tears,
yeah,
yo.
Me too.
I was, like, bawling. That was a death that I just didn't... It just, you know, they're all sad, obviously. Anyone who dies
yeah,
is sad.
Yeah,
but that
yeah.
was one that really hurt me because I think he didn't even mention that he was suffering from cancer or
no.
anything like that.
And I think
that
was most surprising.
Yes. So, mm-hmm. yeah, it hit different.
No,
for sure.
What about your favorite TV show of this year?
So, my favorite show of the year, to be completely honest, like, it was hard because
yes.
I watch... And like, we'll get it. Oh, my God. I can't wait to get into this other episode.
I know. I'm so excited.
There's an episode that's coming up soon, guys, that you guys are going to, like,
yes,
you guys are going to enjoy,
so
for sure.
That.
Because I watch a lot of mm-hmm, different mm-hmm. things. But Bridgerton,
yes,
was definitely my top.
But to be honest, I haven't finished the second season.
Really?
No, I haven't. Oh, man. I don't know. Like, I love Bridgerton, but I don't know. It's just, like, too slow to me.
It's a little slow.
Yeah.
It's a little, like, mature.
No, for real.
It really was mature. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, should I be watching this?
I'm
like,
dead.
And I'm, like, married. I'm like, oh, God.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
I liked it, though. I just, yeah.
No, yeah. My top two was Emily in Paris.
Oh.
Emily in Paris. I still haven't finished this season, though, because I'm a little all over the place. I do it when I'm in the mood. When I'm because the thing is, they talk in French, and I got to read the subtitles. So, wait. So, the thing is, it's like, I can't watch Emily in Paris and get ready. Mm-hmm. I can't watch Emily in Paris and be cooking.
No, you literally have to be
watching. Because they speak so much French.
Yeah, and especially in this season. Yeah.
Yes, especially this season. You got to look, and you got to read. And I was like, oh, no. Yeah. I got to be sitting down and not doing a darn thing to watch Emily in Paris. That's my all-time favorite, too. What about you?
Okay, so you already know that I love me some TV shows.
Yes.
I could not pick just two.
Okay, that's okay.
So I would say, like, my favorite comedy TV show this year was Abbott Elementary.
Oh, my God. Super I can't believe funny. You like that.
Oh, my gosh. Have you seen it?
I have. And
it is so funny to me. I love Abbott Elementary.
It gives me The Office vibes.
It does. But honestly, The Office is a little hard to get into for me. Mm-hmm. But Abbott Elementary, hands down.
And it's funny because you would think I'm a teacher, so I would enjoy it. But I don't know.
You got to try it. I would say try it again.
I'll keep going.
Because it's amazing. Then my second favorite is obviously Emily in Paris. Yes. Super amazing. And then, I don't know if you've seen this show before, but Manifest.
I've only seen like the first episode.
Oh my gosh.
Episode.
You have to see the whole season.
I don't know, but you like
I love you like that stuff. Suspense, action, stuff like that. And then my last, you had to see this show.
That.
From scratch.
I completely forgot about that.
Yo, From Scratch was like the saddest TV show, but the best at the same time.
Like,
although it was like so, so sad, I think the way she, like the wife handled everything and her husband was just the most
like,
amazing.
Like, I, like, low-key, like, babe, if you're listening to this, I'm like, so sorry. But I fell in love with him in a sense of like the character.
The character. Literally fell in love. He was such an amazing father.
Yo, tell me how. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry to cut you off.
No, for sure.
But I'm watching From Scratch, bro, in bed with Anthony and Victoria next to me, and I'm bawling.
Literally,
but
I
like,
sobbed like never before.
And me they're too. Looking at me
sobbing.
Like, what is she
doing? I actually
doing?
Watched it with my mom, and we were both
sobbing.
Oh, my
God, forget it.
Sobbing. It was so that was, good. Like, one of my favorite TV shows. Now, what are we going to go into next?
Favorite album or song of the year.
Okay.
So, you go first.
So, for me, I was going to, like, you know, pick another song. But I feel like I had to pick this song because it was kind of like my anthem for this year.
Okay.
And it's called Walk With You by Michael Bethany.
Never heard of it before.
And basically, the song is just like a song of, like, wanting to, like, know God, like, in a deeper way and to continuously walk with him and throughout life. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it was, like, my song because although 2022 was, like, a really amazing year, like, the first couple months was, like, really hard for me.
Yeah.
And that was kind of, like, my anthem of, like, surrender.
Yeah.
So that's why I had to choose this song because it literally, I listened to it, like, every day almost. So that was my song of the
year. I definitely got to check it out.
No, you have to. I think I shared it with you before.
Oh, you may have.
You said that Anthony, like, showed you that song before.
Okay. Then it may be, I'm too bad with names.
Okay, what about
you? You ready? Oh, God. For our listeners, don't judge me. You either agree with me.
We already know what their favorite song of the year is, okay?
You either agree with me or you move on. I don't care what you say. But my favorite album of 2022 was definitely Un Verano Sin Ti from Bad Bunny. Like, there was no way. There was nothing else.
It was what you listened to
this
summer.
Because
this summer was more of, like, for you, I would say it was more vacation vibe.
Yes, it was.
More, like, fun vibe.
It was a fun
vibe. Bad Bunny for you was, like, kind of, like,
it was the
vibe.
Soundtrack.
It literally, Verano Sin Ti is, like,
exactly
summer,
exactly,
you know,
and it was literally the soundtrack of the summer,
exactly.
So it was like Nobody can be mad about that. Because, like, you know, you be moving your butt.
And you got to be honest. You can't be saying, like...
You can't be saying nothing.
You no, but you got to be honest, like, in a sense, like, you can't say, like, you your song of the year, album of the year was, like, some, like, I don't know, like a...
No, because I don't. Like, and this is something that you're going to learn about me and Aisha. Like, me and Aisha, we're best friends, uh-huh. and we have a lot in common. But we also have a lot of differences, too. Yeah. Aisha has a type of music that she enjoys and she loves. And I do, too. And my range is a little all over the place. Because I kind of like a little bit of everything in terms of, like, secular music and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But, like, honestly, like, it's okay. Yeah. It's okay. It is what it is. And I'm going to be truthful because that's
gonna
what...
We're going to get real here, okay?
That's what being... real, like, that's what this whole thing is about. It's just being real, and I'm not gonna be fake. Like,
yes,
I listen to Bad Bunny, and yeah, I don't, like, you know, agree with a lot of the things that were said and stuff, but it made me feel good in a sense where I just enjoyed year 2022 because of his music, and I'm gonna give it to him. Mm-hmm. He worked hard,
exactly.
And for him to get all of his, like, acknowledgments and his awards and his, you know, people, like, he won Album of the Year and he's, like, Artist of the Year.
Mm-hmm. And he's Puerto Rican.
And he's Puerto Rican.
So that's, like,
can't. So anyways, but yeah, that was mine. So let's move on to, like, a little bit more serious things.
Yeah.
So what was the biggest lesson that you learned for 2022?
Okay, so the biggest lesson I learned this year is that walking with God is a never-ending adventure. One that we never stop growing and discovering all that we are in Christ. I think for me, I learned to be grateful in the process. Like, you already know, Ceci,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
The year 2022 was like, tough.
Yeah.
But I feel like I learned to be grateful in the process because it is in that, like, that process that we become stronger people and we grow tremendously. Mm-hmm. So I think I learned that God has a funny way of doing things, but it's for a reason.
Yeah.
And we just have to be content and grateful through every season. So that's kind of what I learned this season, this year.
Yeah.
2022.
That's so good.
What about you?
I feel like I was like, you know, it wasn't like the, like 2022 in terms of traveling and family things and milestones.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. But I mean, there was definitely suffering as well. And I really had to rely on God and learn to be patient,
exactly,
with his plans, because and I, he surprised us this year. Like, he surprised us.
Yeah.
Like, towards the end of the year, he definitely.
I agree.
We went through all of this, like, unknown, uncertainty. Like, where is God taking us? Is he gonna still use us? You know. Mm-hmm. And at the very end, like, towards the last 3 months or 4 months of the year, like, he literally surprised us. And then it was just door after door after door of opportunities. And what I've learned is to be patient with God and his plans, because he's going to surprise you. He will surprise you. And, you know, in addition to that, like, I learned a lot about myself, especially going on my second family vacation in August with my biological dad and my sister and my family from my dad's side. And that was such an amazing experience. I found myself in ways, like, you know, obviously I found myself in Christ, but I found, like, more meaning to, like, who I am and why do I act this way and why do I do things this way? Because I was able to be with my other side of the family that had never really, I'd never gone on vacation with them before, and to see them act these certain ways. I'm like, oh, I get that from you.
Yeah,
oh, I get that from
such
you.
A beautiful thing.
Like, I was able to see, to feel complete and to feel whole in a sense where now I know, like, my roots. We were able to see my grandfather's new old house that he left behind, and we were able to see family members that lived all on the mountain, the same mountain side, and we would walk up to each house and say hi. And it was just a very spiritual experience as well, because I bonded with my sister in a way that I've never had. And I've learned so much about my sister, and I love her so much. And we created a bond that I'm like, oh my God, I still think about it, and it just makes me want to cry, because it's just so...
Yeah.
Like, I learned about my sister in that week. So, yeah,
I'm
it was
so
just...
I'm so happy that you got to go through that and experience that.
It was great. So that was definitely, you know, something that I learned for this year. So... Moving on, what or whom are you most thankful for?
Okay. So for me, I would say I'm thankful for God's faithfulness this season. He never let me down. Like, although I felt like I was going through a valley, I was still thankful because I learned that, you know, God was just showing me to rely on him in this season, to rely on what he's doing and rely on his presence and who he is. And I just feel like I'm so thankful that also that I was able to spend time with my family and go on vacation and spend time with my little cousins and my aunt and my mom and dad and just have like that time of family, you know what I mean? Because although, you know, I'm with my family a lot, but I feel like it was different because we got to experience like different places together.
Exactly.
So I'm just thankful for that opportunity and just thankful for his faithfulness. What about you?
I'm grateful to God for allowing us to accomplish so much this year. Honestly, 2022, we did a lot. You know, we committed to a church. We joined the worship team. We did pay off our debts.
That's so awesome. So
we are officially credit card debt free.
Oh, that's the best feeling.
And now we're able to save and invest and do all the things that we need to do to better ourselves financially. And we've traveled and... I believe that in 2022, I'm so thankful for the process in terms of healing and forgiveness.
Oh,
I feel like I was able to come to terms with forgiving everything and forgiving those that were involved, you know, in previous years of hurt and pain and all of that. I feel like 2022, like, it was definitely a learning experience, but also an experience of forgiveness and healing. So I'm so grateful.
And I will also say that I'm thankful that I got to meet new people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, actually get to know different types of people. Because, like, the church that I'm going to now, there's, like, a different type of vibe. I used to go to a Spanish church, if you guys don't know. And I don't know. Like, I just feel like I'm so happy that I got to meet new people and build relationships with them. And I feel like the end of the 2022, I was able to, like, really get to know more people while being here in Georgia. So I really am grateful for that.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. I'm glad because, you know,
yeah,
I was worried. I'm like, who is she gonna meet? You know, is she gonna be friends with anyone? You know, so I'm glad you were able to find, like, you know, certain people that you can do life with over here for sure.
For sure.
So what is one... Now we're vision casting. Now we're 2023. We're at the end of January. But, you know, we're still within the beginning of the year of 2023. What is one word that you have chosen for the year of 2023?
Yeah, I would say choosing a word for, like, the year is, like, hard because you want to just, you know, choose, like, the right word. So I think for me, my chosen word for the year is intentional. I chose this word because I want to be intentional in everything that I do this year. You know, intentionality involves in making a daily choice to glorify God through our lives. So God's version of intentionality gives us purpose and direction. We simply need to follow him and walk according to his will. I truly believe this year, Ceci, that God has called me to be intentional in building relationships and building a relationship with not only people and in friendships, but with God.
Yeah.
You know, a true defining with relationship with God. Like, obviously, I've had a relationship with God all my life.
Yeah.
But I think to be intentional with my relationship with God, to be intentional in my prayer life, and to be intentional in the calling that God has placed over my life.
Wow.
So I truly feel like that's my word for this year. I want to be intentional in every single thing that I do this year, Sess. And I believe that God has something great for both of us this year. And I think... being intentional in everything that I do this year will help me become a better me and become the best version that God has created me to be.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah,
so that's so good.
That's my word this year. What about you, Sess?
So my word is, believe it or not, I'm going to do a little side note. This year I have been able, towards the end of 2022, I have been able to join and be part of a community, a group of women who just all have the same passions.
Yeah.
And the plan is that, you know, every single month we have small women events to, you know, form a community, network with people who, you know, share the same goals, the same vision. And it's called She Cultivates.
Yes.
So if you are not, you know, not familiar with what She Cultivates is, She Cultivates is definitely a community of women mm-hmm. from different, who wear different hats, who are mothers, entrepreneurs, who are young adults, whatever mm-hmm. the case may be. We're just giving them an opportunity to come together mm-hmm. and feel encouraged and motivated and loved. So and it's called She Cultivates. And I'm so excited and so happy to be a part of this, mm-hmm. of this group. It's, believe it or not, it has been a journey because I used to be very outgoing, and you know this because you've known me for 15 years. I used to be very outgoing, yeah. very outspoken. I used to be, you know, we used to have a lot of friends yeah. and stuff like mm-hmm. that. But I've obviously after 15 years, you know, and experiences and things like that, like, yeah. you know, I feel like I'm definitely more like of an introvert. I'm not as open and willing to meet new people. I feel like it has to do yeah. with my experiences. So definitely I took the word from the She Cultivates because I believe that this is the goal that I want for this yeah. year. And my one word for 2023 is cultivate. And cultivate means to acquire, develop a quality, a sentiment, a mm-hmm. skill. And I chose this theme because I believe that this year will be a year of growth.
Yeah.
Cultivating new friendships. Mm-hmm. That's pushing me out of my comfort zone for sure. Cultivating new friendships, working with new people, cultivating a positive way of thinking.
Yeah.
Because through experience, I'm just, believe it or not, I see a lot of the glass half empty. Yeah. I'm a little pessimistic at times and, you know, things like that. So I just want to cultivate a positive way of thinking. I want to believe that I'm capable of achieving yeah. my goals. I want to invest in my spiritual life with God. And I want to just regrowth, cultivate when you're cultivating something in fertile ground, you know what I mean? You're preparing the ground for growth.
Exactly.
And that's what I want to do for 2023. I want to fertile the ground in my life mm-hmm. and prepare it for growth mm-hmm. so that I'm growing, like you had said, into the best version of myself, mm-hmm. into the best version that God wants me to be.
Amen.
From here on so moving good. Forward. So, yeah, I took that. So, you know, follow Benevolence, but also follow She Cultivates. Yes. If you live in the area of Orlando, check us out. We do have an Instagram. It's at She Cultivates, O-R-L, and just check out for monthly, just monthly events.
Yeah.
And, you know.
That's so awesome.
Enjoy it. So.
All right, Ceci. Describe the person you want to become this year, 2023.
The person I want to become is, I want to be bold.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be bold. I want to be confident.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be held back by looking at other people and what they're doing.
Wow.
I want to focus on me. I want to be a woman who stays in her lane.
Mm.
I want to be a woman who puts her little girds on. I don't know what that means. I don't know what's the correct terminology.
Yeah.
When the horses wear their things, it's to cover the side of their eyes so that they don't look left or right and they don't get, like, you know, just... you know, they don't get alarmed or anything like that.
Yeah.
And I just want to wear my, they're not called girds, but, you know, I just want to wear my little caps. And I don't want to look to the left. I don't want to look to the right. I just want to focus on what God has in store
Amen.
For me. And
so
I want to
good.
Be bold and I want to walk in confidence. That is something, that is the person that I want to become
wow, that's so
for
good.
2023. I just want to do it,
yeah.
you know, and not allow the enemy and not allow negativity or what other people are mm-hmm. doing. Just keep me back
so good.
From the goals that I have in store, you know, that I want to do.
That's so good.
So yeah, what about you? What's the
I
person
totally
you want to
agree.
Become?
I would say for myself, I want to be me. I believe that there's only one you.
Yeah.
And what's yours is yours. And I feel like in my life, I kind of like let myself like see the world and like, I don't know, like it kind of distorts my mind because I feel like, oh, I want to become them. I want what they have. I want to become what they are. And like, I feel like God lately has been like, no, like be you. Like I created you to be you. And I want to be fearless this year. I want to be fearless.
That's good.
I want to walk in the boldness that you know, I believe that God has called me for more. And
yeah.
I just want to be fearless and ready. I want to be ready this year. I want to be, just like I want to be intentional in my relationship with God. I believe that through that intentionality, it's preparing me for what God has for me in 2023. I just want to be me. I want to be Nisha. And I don't want to be nobody else. And I want to be content in who I am.
Yeah, that's good.
I want to be content in who I am and know that he created me for a reason. And what he has for me is far beyond than I can imagine. Mm-hmm. So I want to be ready for that. Because yes. I know that something great is coming for 2023.
It's coming.
And I believe that God has called me for more. So I just want to be ready in my own skin and ready for all that God has for me. So that's basically what I want to be this year. And I want to be fearless and ready.
That's amazing. That's so good. So good. What kinds of struggles have you faced in trying to become that person?
I think I kind of said it like a second ago. I kind of struggle with this year. I feel like I struggled with, I don't know, like social media is.
Oh, that's yeah.
Social media is, it can be a beautiful thing because you can, you get to share, you know, your life, but nobody shares the reality. Like nobody's there's like a hair that's just.
Oh, okay.
No, but what I was saying is like, no one shares like the realness. Like, you know what I mean? Like you only see the good. And I feel like sometimes like our minds can like see that and be like, wow, like they have it all or, you know, this and that, you know,
yeah.
But like, it's not true. You know what I mean? And I feel like I kind of struggled with,
comparison.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly the word. Yeah. I struggled with comparison because I felt like, man, like, I'm a woman of God,
yes.
You know, like I'm a good person, but it's not about that. It's not about that. Like it's about what God wants for our lives. Mm-hmm. And sometimes our lives are going to look different, but it's for a reason. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like just because they're like flourishing and what God has called them to be doesn't mean that God's not calling me.
Exactly.
Doesn't mean that God is not working in me.
Exactly.
There's different processes for everybody. And I think comparison kind of like distorted my mind and my vision.
Yeah.
And once I kind of just laid everything down, like I was able to kind of just like, okay, like I said, like I am who I am and
yeah.
God created me the way I am and what's mine is mine and what's theirs is theirs.
Exactly.
So I think that's kind of like what I struggled with was comparison. And I rebuke that in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
like,
in Jesus'
no
name.
More. Like, no more. And I feel like there's other people that struggle with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because like social media only like shows the good, like
yeah.
I said. But if you're struggling with that, like today, like know that God made you as you are and you are enough.
Yes.
You know, you are more than enough. Mm-hmm. So I would say I wouldn't want to remind someone that they are more than enough. If you're struggling what I struggled with, comparison, like just rebuke that and push that aside and know that you are enough for
Amen.
God. Because he is enough.
Exactly.
So yeah.
That's so good.
What about you, Sass?
I mentioned it in the previous question, like the struggles that I have is the comparison as well. And like worrying about like how fast another person is getting to that goal before me.
Mm.
You understand what I'm
saying?
No,
I completely
like,
agree.
Like seeing someone reach the goal or make the jump or, you know, receive the opportunity and have the resources before me. And
wow.
That was my struggle.
Yeah.
And I'm looking over there and I'm like, how the hell? When I've been freaking working my butt off
yeah.
for so
yeah.
long and they just get an opportunity and they just get resources and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, why can I get that? Why can I get the same?
Yeah.
And then I start doubting and saying, well, maybe mm-hmm. I have to be like this person. Maybe I have to, you know, maybe I have to be a little bit more out there.
Yeah.
Maybe I need to put, but I'm like, bro, like, why do I have to change myself in order to get and to receive, you
yeah.
know what I mean? Or reach those goals that I've also
I
been wanting to receive and to attain. So it's definitely a struggle that I have. But that's why I want to be bold this year.
Yeah.
I want to be confident.
Yeah.
I want to be confident in who I am as Sessie, as a mom, as a wife,
mm-hmm.
as a teacher, as a friend, as a daughter. I
yeah.
want to be confident in all of those areas.
No, I
and
agree.
That's what I want to do. So,
no, for real.
Yeah.
That's so beautiful.
And that just leads on to the next question of internal struggles. Like, that's what I'm struggling. And I'm sure that
no,
you
no,
know,
for real.
And those are the areas
Same.
That. So how do you envision your life in 5 years? And you don't have to get deep because
no,
I'm very particular with, like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
saying things out loud. But just what are some things that you envision yourself? What are some things you want to see, even if it's materialistic wise, you know, in the next 5 years?
So what I envision my life in 5 years, I want to be healthy physically, spiritually, and emotionally. I want to hopefully, you know, be married.
In Jesus' name.
Have kids. You know, I would love to have a family one day of my own. I want to be financially stable. And I want to walk in the fullness that God has created me to be. I want to walk in the call. And I hope that I get to share, you know, what God has put in my heart, you know, musically, creatively. You already know that I love songwriting, and yes, I could just cry just talking about it. So I hope to share, you know, what God has put in my heart. You know, He's put these songs in my heart. So I hope that one day, you know, I'm able to share that, and I feel like God has put those songs and that creative aspect in me, you know, of creating in the arts. I hope to walk in that, you know, and to, I believe that God has called me to use a gift that He's given me to reach those for Christ. Amen. And I always say that, like, I know that that's what God has called me to do, you know? Yeah. So I hope that I'll be walking in that in the next 5 years, mm-hmm, if not sooner. Yeah. But whatever the Lord wants, you know, you already know, I always, like, I just want to be in the will of God.
Yes.
So in the next 5 years, I just want to be in the will of God, and I want to grow in every aspect that I can, you know, whether it is, like I said, financially and spiritually and emotionally and physically. So, mm-hmm, yeah, that's kind of like what I see myself in 5 years. What about you, Sass?
It's a hard question. Mm-hmm. It's hard.
I know, like, there's always, like, so much more that you want to see yourself.
Yeah.
But that's, like, little.
Yeah.
The little bit of
yeah.
what I can see.
I definitely want to be, oh, my God, physically healthy. So we're going to get started very soon.
Yeah, same.
So, you know, I definitely want to be physically healthy. I want my daughter and my husband to also be physically healthy. Mm-hmm. So that's what I see. I see us being like a healthy family.
Yeah.
I do want another child, and we've been trying, and it hasn't happened, and it's very discouraging. Mm-hmm. And you know, we're clockwork. Like, we've done it when the app says. and it's exhausting, you know? And you know what I mean? And it's like, we've done what we can. And I just don't. I believe that God is the God of miracles, and I do not want to resort to any of the science. And if you want to come at me, you can. But honestly, I don't have the funds, and I don't have the money and the resources to get into the science of infertility, and I believe that God is a God of miracles.
Amen.
And God is going to do what He has to do, and He's going to do it in His own time. So definitely would see myself with another kid, and if not, it's okay. We'll have a dog. We'll get a dog.
Yeah.
My life with Victoria, our lives with Victoria is magnificent.
Yeah, she's made you full.
It's my heart is full already.
Exactly.
And if this is the way that God wants it to be, I'm okay with it. She's 8 years old.
Can you believe it? Oh,
yes,
my God, I can't.
She's 8, and she is thriving.
Shout out to Victoria.
Shout out to my baby. And, like, she's thriving, so it's okay. And we've come to terms with that.
Mm-hmm.
But we're giving ourselves 6 more months. And if nothing happens, that's it. We're mm-hmm. just going to, you know, just do what we do and then get a dog or get some sort of pet just to kind of, like, keep, you know, just have something to do.
For sure.
And then that's it. In terms of ministry, I hope to continue to do what we do
yes.
in ministry when it comes to worship and with my husband. And I hope that I would, you know, there would be an opportunity for me to do something with women of
yes.
some sort in my local church. I also want to just be financially stable. Like
yes.
today, moving on, we are financially credit card debt free.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But in 5 years, I want to have investments. I want to see money coming in
Same.
On the side.
Mm-hmm.
I want, you know, I want us to be at a good spot, you know,
yeah.
so that, you know, Victoria's life is set and ready for,
mm-hmm.
you know, for her and her future. So when it comes to my relationship with God, I want it to be at another level, at a
mm-hmm.
heavenly reachable level. That's where
yeah.
I see myself. And And, you know, I just want to have continual relationships with the people that are in my life now and just, you know, flourish. That's it. Just flourish, like, spiritually in my career, in every single aspect of my life. I just want to have flourished. Because if this year I'm cultivating the ground for growth, in 5 years I want to be flourishing and blooming and growing. Like,
in 5 years you'll be 40.
Shut up.
And I would be 37. Oh, my gosh. In the name of Jesus, she said, I'm getting married.
She said the forbidden number.
No, 40. 40 is the
40 is good. 40
is the new, like, young.
Yeah, but still, it's 40. Oh, my gosh,
I can't believe 5 years you're going to be 40. And I'm going to be 37.
Shut up.
I'll be almost 40.
It's okay. Lord, you're right behind me, so it's like whatever.
No,
you're
girl. Right there. Girl, I'm right there.
And then you're right there behind
me. I'm 37. I'll be 37. You'll be 40.
Oh, my God.
And I'll have a child.
Jesus. Oh, you will. You will for sure. There's no doubt about it. Like, as soon as I see your husband, I'm going to slap the crap out of him. And I'll be like,
I'm so dead.
You made us wait. You made us wait.
This is a funny part.
So be ready.
I'm dead.
Be ready. Anyways.
Anyways.
But yeah, so... I mean, 2023 is going to be a good year.
It's going to be a great year.
It's already a good
year.
Like,
I feel it.
It's already, and seeing you and working with you and being with you right now, it's already the start of blessings. So let's see where God takes you and takes us, and I'm excited.
Let's see what the Lord has in the name of Jesus.
So anyways, so as we start this new year, we wanted to encourage you with this verse from the Bible by Isaiah 40:31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Mm. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. Amen. And they shall walk and not faint.
I love that.
So, you know, this is one promise that I hold dear to my heart because of what I said before. Be patient with God and his plans because he will surprise you.
Amen.
And if you're waiting for that job, that opportunity, that spouse, that child, God will surprise you in his perfect time. Amen. He knows exactly what you need and he knows exactly when you'll need it. So hold on. Approach this new year with patience and expectancy. Approach this new year with hope.
Amen. So as we finalize this episode of Benevolence, we just want to remind you today that you will always have a seat at the table. You are loved, you are chosen, and you have a purpose.
And thank you all for tuning into Benevolence, where kindness matters and all are welcome to the table.
Make sure to follow us on Instagram at Benevolence Podcast for more fun posts and videos.
Benevolence Podcast is available on Apple, Google, Spotify, TuneIn, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Stay tuned for next Monday's episode of Benevolence. You do not want to miss it.
Bye!